Congratulations, Trish, on returning to the position of Director of Tourism for the Greater Metropolis Convention and Visitors Bureau. What were some of your initiatives in your previous role as director and in your role at Harrah's?
In my initial role here as the Director of Tourism, it was initially to just get it off the ground, just get it started. So one of my first initiatives was to make sure that we got a website created. So that was definitely the first and foremost thing that I looked at coming into the job the first time around. Oddly enough, now the second time around, it's actually updating and making sure that the website is relevant to today's travelers. So that's an initiative that we have scheduled to look at as we move forward. So website is still on our scope of services that we're going to be enhancing as we move forward. But our priority initiatives really during that first time around back in 2007 was first and foremost web services, and then visitor services, grant applications, affiliate services, and making sure that our publication schedules were where they needed to be, and that we were reaching that 50-mile, that we were advertising outside of that 50-mile radius to attract more overnight visitors.
What is the website URL, and are there grant applications and resources on there now?
There is, actually. Our URL is metropolistourism, all one word, all lowercase, .com. And that is where we have all the information about upcoming events. All of our businesses are listed on there. I don't believe that there is, like, any Metropolis Tourism grant applications on there. They can contact me directly and have those emailed to them. But eventually in the future, we do hope to have those on there. We are looking, that's one of the initiatives that we're looking at as we move into the future, is just revamping the grant application process and possibly creating different types of grants available for tourism activities in the Metropolis area.
The Metropolis Area Tourism Commission is transitioning to the Greater Metropolis Convention and Visitors Bureau. Can I assume this is more than just a name change, but a more of a fundamental change in your approach in marketing the community?
It is. It absolutely is. So we have already transitioned. We are a 501c6. We're recognized by the city of Metropolis as the destination marketing arm of the city. We are recognized as the state as that as well under IRS statutes. So we are, the MATC, Metropolis Area Tourism Commission, officially no longer exists. We are the Greater Metropolis Convention and Visitors Bureau. And in that, we are, one of the main thing that changes when you go from a tourism commission to a CVB is that the governing body that was just an advisory board, that's how it was, just an appointed advisory board, now becomes a nonprofit board. So there's more decision and more responsibility that falls within that board realm. And so that's one of the big things that happens there. And also just the way that we function is different. We're now a business. We're recognized by the IRS as a business, and we operate as such now.
Is there a national convention and visitors bureau like organization that you're a part of?
No, there's not one that we're a part of. There's nothing within the tourism industry that there's any type of national organizations such as that. Now, there is DMAI, which is the Destination Marketing Association International, and that is one that you can opt into participating in, and it is one that we're looking at. Now, I've only been on the job for a month, but it is one that I do look at, and I do think that eventually we will become a part of and try to get our accreditation through there, but that's a process that will take some time for us to do. But that is the one organization within the United States that's really recognized as the go-to for CVBs.
Coming back from the holidays, January 2016, what's one of the first things you want to look at moving forward in the new year?
Oh, my goodness, there's so much. My to-do list is a mile long, really. But first and foremost, it's getting the website updated, getting the new design, getting that going. Because, it's an online world now. Everybody goes to the Internet to find their information. So making sure that the information that's on our website is relevant, it's active, it's, where people can go and click on a link and find out more information about a business, or find out more information about events, or find out, click directly into our hotel so that they can book directly there online. It's just a lot of the initiatives for the web services that I have high on my priority list for this year.
This region is a vacation and tourism hotspot for a lot of people, from the wineries in southern Illinois all the way to Land Between the Lakes. How, in your opinion, does Metropolis complete the picture of the region as a destination?
Well, if you look at Metropolis, one of the great things about the city of Metropolis is, you know, when you're talking about the regional tourism, it's kind of a hub and spoke type of thing. People can come here and they can stay for a week. One thing that we've seen recently is a lot of hunting happening here in the area. So a great thing is that they come in and they check into our hotels and they stay for a week and they go hunt in different areas. Same thing happens in the summer. They'll come and they'll check into the hotels and they'll go on the wine trail or they'll go down the Kentucky Lake. So I think one thing that Metropolis does offer, you know, we have Harrah's Casino with a fantastic, you know, state-of-the-art hotel here. So that our lodging facilities tend to be a little bit stronger than what we see in some other counties within southern Illinois. So we definitely offer the lodging aspect, but then we also have the casino here. We also have the state parks here. We just offer a wide variety that can meet the needs of several different niche markets that could be coming through the area.
Yeah, from Harrah's to Fort Massac to Superman, there's a lot to discover in the greater Metropolis area. Just thinking back to a recent conversation we had about the Kincaid Mounds, too. What are some of the lesser-known features of the area that could inspire tourism potential or economic potential?
Kincaid Mounds is definitely one. It's a historical site. It's a little bit outside of town, but like you said, it's one of those lesser known sites that, you know, unless you're an archaeologist or something, usually is not on the radar. But once you learn about it, it's definitely one of those things that, oh, wow, that you didn't know about it. Another thing that's just right outside of town, just by about 5-10 miles, is Mermet Diving. We've got a scuba diving place just right outside of town that's world-renowned. People come from all over the country to scuba dive because the airplane that was used in U.S. Marshals that was filmed up in the Pope County, Hardin County area is actually sunk into the spring there. So people can come and actually scuba dive through the airplane that was used during the filming of that movie.
One that just came to mind is Metropolis native Oscar Michaud, the influential African-American member of the silent cinema in the 20th century from Metropolis as well. It's kind of a lesser-known feature of Metropolis's cultural history.
Absolutely it is. And you know, we have a group here that's actually working to restore our wonderful Massac Theater. And I think once we get that and we can focus in a little bit more on some of our lesser-known historical figures, it's just going to enhance our tourism even more. But like I said, with that Massac Theater, we're going to be able to highlight more tourism such as that and more historical features such as that, so that we can just really highlight more and more of the lesser-known things in Metropolis. We're just a great Americana destination. So when people pull off the interstate off of I-24 and they come to us, and it's nonstop. I was just downtown just a couple minutes ago, and, of course, there was a family out getting their picture taken with the Superman statue. It's nonstop. I see it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it, rain or shine, it doesn't matter. There's somebody out there. So the more that we can enhance and develop our tourism aspects so that we can promote our Americana feel, I think the more we're going to see Metropolis tourism grow.
It sounds like there's a lot of potential in Metropolis and in this region, and it just takes folks, you know, taking an active role in making it a better place to live, work, learn, and play to unlock that potential.
It does. It definitely does. And I think that's one of the aspects of it is because of, I mean, I've lived and worked in a lot of tourism, quote-unquote, tourism destinations. And when we enhance our tourism products, it just enhances the quality of life for our locals as well. So it's a hand-in-hand partnership that as we work through this, and it's not going to happen overnight. It's not a quick development plan. But once we get the ball rolling and we get things going, it's going to work for both the tourism aspect and for the locals. But there's just going to be more to do and more things that happen in the area for them to experience as well.
Trish Steckenrider, Director of Tourism for the Greater Metropolis Convention and Visitors Bureau. It's been great speaking with you.
Thank you so much.